On today's Lely Radio Sports page, Mike Effner talks with Norwalk junior guard Bailey Birmingham and head coach Joe Sigrist following the Warrior girls' 39-31 victory over Winterset on Monday night.
Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball here on 94.3 KNIA and KNIA 3. And now we're joined by one of the heroes of the girls' game tonight. It's Norwalk junior Bailey Birmingham. Warriors win tonight 39-31. Bailey has 12 points in the game. Not the game you're used to so far in the year. 12 points for you, 39 for the team, but sometimes you have to gut them out and win ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It definitely wasn't our best game overall, but, I mean, in the end we found a way to win, and that's what we're looking for. Everyone fought really hard to the end, and like I said, it wasn't pretty, but we got the win.
You know, the shots aren't always going to go in every night, but one thing that could be constant is your defense and rebound, and you guys have done a great job of that all season.
Yeah, we just got to keep fighting in there, especially when shots aren't falling. I mean, at halftime, coach told us, hey, we're 0 for 8 from 3. We got to figure out other ways to score. And, I mean, we had some huge shots from Avery and Ellie in the second half. But, I mean, when, yeah, things are tough, we have to find other ways to win.
Let's talk about the fact that you guys are 6-0. Last year you were 6-16. It's basically the same team back. But you guys are, you're smarter, you're stronger. What's really been working for you early in the season?
I mean, it just feels awesome to be 6-0 already. I mean, to already have as many wins as we did last year. I couldn't be more proud of this team, and we've seen so much growth from last year, even with being the same team. But we do have bigger goals than this, and I mean, we're 6-0, but we want to be 7-0, we want to be 8-0, mm-hmm. and we're just going to keep going from here.
Did you guys expect this? Going into the season, I know you guys had a great summer, a great fall in your leagues. I mean, did you guys fully believe, yeah, we can come out and be 6-0?
I really think we did. I think that everyone kind of had a chip on their shoulder after last season, and everyone wanted it for each other, and everyone had confidence that we could do it if we all believed it. And look where we are.
And let's talk about your new head coach, Joe Sigrist. What has he brought to the table? He was hired about May or so and stepped right in there and got you in the, and joined you for the summer leagues. What kind of difference has he made out there? What's his impact?
He has made the difference. And, I mean, you can see that we have all the same players back, and he has been the difference. I cannot thank him enough for everything he's done for me, everything he's done for this team. He is one of the best coaches I've had, and I can't thank him enough, and it's been awesome to have him in our program, and we've seen so much change.
Well, you personally, you start off the year with 101 points in the first three games of the year. I'm not sure I've ever seen that before out of very many players, but knocking down threes and still finding ways to get to the free throw line off. And I told Chris earlier tonight, I think you've got as many free throws as some people shoot in the season already, with about 70 coming into the game. What's been working for you so far this year to be able to put up these big numbers?
Again, I have to credit my coach. I feel like the offense that we run, it, he helps me a lot. And as well as my teammates, they are always setting me up. They have the confidence in me to do the things that they know are my strengths. And just the off season too. We all worked so hard in the off season and just built that confidence. And, yeah.
And let's talk about your senior out there, Anna Larson, the only senior on the team. And unfortunately, last year she had the knee injury. That really kind of hurt you guys down the stretch, losing her. She's back this year, got the knee brace on. But what's she giving you out there, first of all, on the court, and then just from what she brings as a leader?
Yeah, she is a huge leader on our team, vocally and her actions on the court. We talk about a lot how we play for our senior, and with only having one, one of our big goals this season is to win all of our home games for our senior, and we just have to do everything for her, especially with the season that the second half of the season she had last year going out with a knee injury.
All right, we're talking to Norwalk junior guard Bailey Birmingham as the Warriors improved to 6-0 on the season tonight. Got another game here at home against Pella Christian on Friday. So what are you going to do Friday night to just keep it rolling?
Yeah, we're gonna come back and have three great days of practice these next 3 days and get another one on Friday.
All right, Bailey, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Bailey Birmingham, the junior and top scorer tonight for Norwalk, and she'll hand it off now to the head coach, Joe Sigrist. Coach, it's not always going to be pretty, but when you can play defense like you do, you can gut out games like that.
Yeah, our defense really carried us in the end. Fourth quarter, made some big plays, finally got a couple shots to fall. Kept our attacking mentality and came out with a win. It was not pretty, Mike.
Well, unfortunately, Bailey was in foul trouble tonight, and you know, there were some questionable calls going on out there, but maybe some adversity was good in that way. You had to play without her some key points late in the third quarter and then right again down the stretch, and girls stepped up and made big plays.
Yeah, I thought, you know, Braylon Clark really handled the ball really well, their pressure and their zone. Ava Carlson, we just kept saying, you know, finish high off the glass, and she did that really well in the fourth quarter, and we just stuck to our game plan. I mean, you're not always going to have your best night shooting, and we certainly did not tonight. Starting, I think, the first half, we were 0 for 8 from 3 is what we had. But credit to our kids. They're tough. They stuck to the game plan. We executed a lot better in the second half, and we came out with a win.
Yeah, you had a 7-0 run there in the fourth quarter. It was tied, and Ellie Doolin hits the three-pointer from the corner.
Huge.
That kind of knocked the lid off a little bit. Then I think you had a putback on the weak side by Ava Carlson, which she does so well. And then I think Braylon Clark just muscled her way in. And those shots were tough to finish all night. And getting those two shots inside there opened it up to 7, and then you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, our 2 points of emphasis this year are our toughness and next play mentality. And we just kept sticking to it. You know, plays weren't going our way, shots weren't going in. But in the fourth quarter, we were our best, you know, all night. And some of those big threes, like you said, Ellie, Avery hit a big one earlier. So there were some big shots that went in at a crucial time.
So 6-0, Coach. This team won 6 games all last year. I know this is a significant number to hit tonight, being 6-0. Bailey said you know, they fully believed before the season they could do this.
Yeah, I mean, it takes, you know, a belief in the players, a belief in their coaching staff. We can only, you know, try to motivate them, try to put them in the best possible position to be successful. But they're going out and doing it. They're doing it on a daily basis. Even though we didn't have our best stuff tonight, I didn't think we had our best stuff consistently last Friday at Pella, but that's a really tough place to play. And we're finding different ways to win in these first 6 games, and really I couldn't be more proud of them because they do believe in each other and themselves.
You've kind of gone from the hunted to the huntee now. You're 6-0. Now you got a target on your back, and Pella Christian comes in here Friday, so you just got to keep the girls no let-up.
Yeah, we said at the end, you know, they're going to have the game plan now with the zone and probably see more of that from Pella Christian. So we'll work at it the next couple days in practice and be ready to go Friday night.
That's Norwalk girls coach Joe Sigrist. Thanks for joining us, and congrats on another win.
Thanks, Mike.